Okay, let's just begin. I don't know where we're going to end, but I know where to begin. The Midrash says Vayishma Reuven Vayetzileu. What do you mean Vayishma Reuven? Where was he? So just to not spare the time, the lot of Marmakomus. So there are three shitas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Bonin. Rabbi Yossi says it was his day to do the chores, so he didn't go with the brothers. So he didn't know what happened. So Mela, Vayishma, Reuven heard what happened, Vayitzleu. Okay, that's the first shot. The second shot is Rabbi Nechemya. What's Prat Vayishma? Not that he heard, because he was there. But when it says Vayishma, he didn't hear, he deheard. You know the difference between hearing and deheering. You hear it, but you don't hear it. You hear it, and he understood it. What do you understand? Vayishma, he understood that this is going to be on my head. I'm the Bechor. And Ben Asirchon Toli Elabi. I have to defend it. So if I'm the one who has to defend it, whoa. So he had a whole different insight into the Psak Din. To the point where, let's quote this one on the left, later on when the brothers are bickering, forgive the term on our level, bickering afterwards. Reuven says, "Hello, Marti Alechem Al Techta Biyalad. Didn't I tell you that?" Just read this for this Sephardic Shlohayim Miskavin Lamiskem. He wasn't trying to kill you, Kishosa Mashosa, when he did whatever he did. Kasher Cheshavtan, like you thought. Avali Maisa Masher Yalad. He was young, immature, Bilti Pol Atachas Mechuvin. He didn't chop what he was doing. He didn't chop. It wasn't Chayav Misa, like you thought. So you just connect. So I'm not saying that shmooze, but I was away in L.A. They asked me to say shmooze. I said shmooze on the Rav Nechemya. I'm not saying that shmooze now. I'm just telling you that I'm using the shmooze that I said on Rav Nechemya to use it to say it on, who's the last one? Rabbanim. I thought it was amazing to hear that here the Shiftei Ka came out with a psak, pretty chash with psak. If they cook him, Psak Yosef Chai Misa. Okay? They're pretty big Dayanim, right? They understood that this is Pikuach Nefesh, it's a brother, all the Koach Hatzirs. And Reuven, by mere fact that he was the Bechor, and he knew that he was going to be taken to task, he was going to be one held accountable. He was able to see through it. Now, as the brothers, the Shiftei Ka, I think we use the accepted Mahalach, it was a Psak Din. Paskin Yosef was a Rodev, and that was a correct Psak, because Ein Dayan Don Elamashin of Ros, a judge can only judge based on what he sees. And Ein Nechrami, there was a Shemetz, a Daki Dakis of Kinna. There was. As it turns out, there was. Klapi Shmaya, there was. But they weren't held accountable to be able to pick up. It was imperceptible by human standards. It could not be calibrated. It was too little to come up on the radar. So they were not held accountable. Who was able to come up with it? Reuven. Why? Because he's the one achroy for it. He's the one responsible for it. The responsibility. I'm not saying that shmooze. But if you go with that mahalach, it seems that's the pshat here, because Reuven's saying that he didn't mean it. He wasn't chayav misa. So why did Reuven chop that he wasn't chayav misa when the brothers thought he was chayav misa, according to Rav Nechemya, because he's the bechor, and he knew he's going to be held accountable. So he was able to see more. Great shmooze. Not for now. But the next one, where is it? Yeah, Rabbanan. That's today's shmuz. Rabbanan, Amri, Amar Ruvain, Humono Si Emachi, Veni Matzilo. He's counting me together with his, together with all the other brothers. Ani si sabrish and nidachti mi koach osamaisa. I thought I was toast. But humona osi imachi. I thought I was done after that whole. You see who says that? Rashi says, shabilbo yitzu yaviv. That whole chait with moving around the beds. I thought I was done. I was kicked out of the punichem, excommunicated. I lost the bechora. I lost everything. I'm not even one of the Shiftei Ka. And here Yosef restored me. Have to help him. Now what was the matzilo? So he helped him. I don't know if it's a stretch, but Lemaisa, if he's a rodef, Habola Hargo, Hashkem Lahargo. He's coming to kill you. You have to kill. You have a chiyuv, right? Because he did him a favor. So so Reuven has a right to go outside the psak and he did me a favor, he gave me some candy, he made me feel good, so therefore he's gonna not go along with the psak. Guys have misa. It was a dine nefashis. They paskin, he was a rodev. He was going to kill them. So Akaras HaTov, it's not Pashup Shad, it's Akaras HaTov. Stam, he just said, okay, we're not going to do it. I'll be nice to him. You know, I like the guy. Come on, I like the guy. He did me a favor once. So it's L'chora also, through the Akaras HaTov that Reuven had towards Yosef, he was able to get to the truth. Yamaket Tov to someone, he fully deher what he did, it brought him to a deeper level of understanding. He was more committed to seeing the Ashras in Yosef, and Meli was able to reach a deeper understanding of the mice of Yosef that the brothers weren't able to reach. This is really pretty mind-boggling. I mean, you know, it's a dream. Like, Yosef wasn't going out of his way to try and bring Reuven back into the fold. He just said over he had a dream. So you can't say like Yosef did so much for him. What did he do? He said over his dream. The dream was the dream. He didn't make himself have the dream. He had the dream. And he said over my dream. It happened to be that Yosef was, that Reuven was one of the 11 people that was bowing down the sheaves of wheat and the whatever. So like, that was the groisa chesed but Reuven felt so good. That was on his mind, that I was ousted. I'm done, I'm toast. And Yosef is the first one, stomach, Yosef said it, something, but look at that curse of Tov, that he was responsible, but more than that, it's not just the achiv of a curse of Tov. The obligation occurs that he looked at the whole situation with a whole much deeper insight. And I mean, you're trying to exceed the Havana of the Gedolei Adar. I mean, 10 of the brothers were there, and they're paskening a halacha. And to this level, Karsdorf could go deeper than Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, This is such a gewaldic achrayus that responsibility that the people that we owe a karas hatov to, it's a whole different thinking. When we have that, we appreciate who we have to have a karas hatov. There are many people that we don't, that we should, that we don't, that we have to work on it. When we have that appreciation, that everything will be different. Not the time for applications, but you don't have to think too far. You know, like, wow, I appreciate what my Rebbe is doing for me, what he's doing, and then maybe we'll be a little bit less quick to complain. He had a cheshbon. I'm sure it was because of this or because of this. You think differently. Okay, just the rest of the marmakomos are really just I was, you know, cut loose on Hakaras HaTov. So here this Gemara in Bava Kamma, it's so just so touching. Amalei Rava L'Rabba Bar Mari Minoha Milsa Damri Inchi. Where do we know this from? Bira Deshasis Minei Maya Lo Tashadi Beikala. A well that you drink water from, you shouldn't throw like mud in it. Amalei Deksiv Lo Tesai V'Domi. Where you learn it from? Don't hate, don't despise. V'Domi Ki Achichu is your brother. Lo Tesav Mitzri Ki Geri Yisib Arzo. Don't despise a Mitzri because he hosted you in his land. I mean, just the hair that, you know, the Mitzri, if you have to not despise a Mitzri because you lived in his land, you know what they did to us, these Mitzrim? They tortured us, slavery, terrible suffering. But Torah says, Lo Tesav Mitzri Ger HaYisib Arzo. So that's how you know that if there's a well that you drank water from, you got hana from that well, you can't do anything, you know, ruin it. You can't throw a rock into it. You can't throw mud into it. You once drank from that well. So like a Kal V'Chomer from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, you were there, but they tortured us, and you have to lo tesoiv. So kolshkein, I guess, by the beer. So Rashi says one time, so you can't cause any harm. But I was looking around the in Yaakov. If you were wondering where the Anav Yosef goes on Bava Kamma, from the in Yaakov, the Anav Yosef says, "Bira deshasis." So he quotes his Rambam in Mor Nevuchim that someone who finds something good, alamotze davar echad tov b'sefer echad, he finds something good. It's just very like caught my eye. Don't start kvetching about everything else you find in it. One thing good he says b'sefer echad. One thing good in the sefer that you find, that's it. You're hooked. You could never let it be malig on that sefer. Oh, you found a nice chat. You found something. You can't be malig on the sefer. I was asking someone about a sefer. I mean, yeah, it's a very poor editing job. You know, they should edit it differently, and you know, your mama's not allowed to be malig. You're not allowed to be malig. You know, just to bring across the midah, to think that way. I just read in the Reb Dovah Feinstein, well, he would not drink wine that was made in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it's probably something never brought to anyone's attention. If it was made in Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't drink the wine. Do I know which wine is made where? I never even looked. He would not drink wine that was made in Eretz Yisrael. Why? He said, Eretz Yisrael, you have to only speak good about Eretz Yisrael. And what will happen if it was made in Eretz Yisrael and I don't like the wine? So he wouldn't drink wine from Eretz Yisrael. But you see from the story that Rav Dov Feinstein liked wines. I don't think I like any. Anyway, I try every time I get with one of these fancy bottles. I open up. Maybe this one I'm going to like. I haven't found one, but they're fine. He must have had a good palate for wines. He wouldn't drink the wines from Eretz Yisrael. No difference. All right, there's been a Bechai we'll have to put on hold. I don't want to take too much time, but it's true to Kamashmo, but we don't have to say it. Just as the Simechanika probably brought. Your interest as I was working on all these different marmakomos. I don't know why we're in Vayigash, but just a compilation of different things that were in my head. So, see, Mechanica, which I couldn't find, I have this in scribbled notes from Rabbi Rausch in Milwaukee, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't even find my, I couldn't even find my notes. I just had this marmakom, so I put it on. So, it's a famous Chassam Sofer. I was told this Chassam Sofer was famous. And not the Chassam Sofer, this Chassam Sofer is famous. And he writes, like, why didn't Rebbe put down the whole story of Hanukkah into the Mishnayos? And the quotes of Ramban, because the pasuk says lo yaser shevet Yehuda, and since and therefore the Chashmonaim who caused Torah not to be forgotten, so they ruled Klal Yisrael, and then for three more generations. But at some point they were expected to give over the Malucha back to Shevet Yehuda. Chashmonaim were in Shevet Yehuda. And when that didn't happen, that's ultimately the Maran Bava Basra, the Hordus, they wiped out it was an Eved, he wiped out this last girl said anyone who comes from says they came from Beis Chashmonaim, they're lying, they're an Eved, because I'm the only one left, and she jumped up the roof. And so Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who was preparing the Mishnayos, didn't want to include anything about Hanukkah, because he's from Shevet Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is from Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is from Dovid HaMelech, Shevet Yehuda. He's not going to start writing about a different Shevet. So this Yemei Chanukah, I guess, my kid didn't know how to find the Sefer, so I couldn't find it. But, you know, it seems a little bit funny, like, so Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't, what are you going to say? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't want to give credit to a different Shevet? What is this, a competitive sports over here? I'm not going to give them the credit because our Shevet rocks? What is this going on with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? He's not going to include the Mishnayos because he doesn't want the other Shevet Levi to look good? You can't say such a thing. So Rabbi Rausch said pshat, to my recollection, is that, no, you don't get it. It's kul l'shem shemayim. It's kul l'shem shemayim, because he felt a connection, a karas atov, to his shevet. He has to help his shevet. It was kul l'shem shemayim. Kul l'shem shemayim, that it would cause some hurt to his shevet, and Meli has no right to do that because he has a connection to them. This is his shevet. But what caught me is that look at the purity, just the drive for the Akaras Atov to he connected with Yehuda. I mean, how many generations there from Yehuda Nasi to Shevet Yehuda, while Yasser Shevet Yehuda, like, and he felt that connection. That he couldn't bring him, he didn't think was right to Yehuda to bring it. That means living with this whole idea that you could do it with 100% purity. I mean, I don't know anyone that could have this nisayim. I mean, I would think not to do it because, you know, I'm giving up some honor. I'm giving up the honor. That would be the reason why I do it. But he didn't have any of that. It was totally pure to be able to keep true and loyal to Yehuda. It's just a mind-boggling that a mensch could be with so much purity. So Hayotz Megvarenu is that we have a responsibility to be Makir Tov to people that do good to us. It could be that, you know, it doesn't have to be 100% perfect. I mean, from the Sefer, even one thing in the Sefer, that's an inanimate object. You can't be malshin on the Sefer. What do we say about a human being that has feelings? But and what about if it's not just one thing? What about if it's tremendous? It's our parents, it's our rebbeim, our close chaverim, the people who we deal with on a daily basis, we really have a chrayus to be so makir tov. And then, yeah, something happens. So how do we shatz it up? We see first of all, we have the ability to shatz it up, and it's not kinyera le'nayim. It's not how we initially thought. If you think about it, be'ian, maybe you come up with different, you know, do a schar limud, that there's something more to it. You can be malam mitzvus on the person. Maybe it was this, maybe it was that, or maybe we don't know. But he did so much for me. So Mistama, I don't understand everything. It just places such an obligation on us to be able to connect with the people that we're supposed to be makir tov to, It will change the way we think, we'll make the proper decisions.